It's a real honor to be up here and introduce the main speaker tonight. I've known him since 2010. Thank you. He lives the program. The reason why I know that is I've known him that long, but I've also vacationed. They've offered me to come to vacation with them in Massanutten, talking about giving it away, whether I have money or not. Opening his home to me on many occasions when I just need a break or go to see my sponsor. He's married to my sponsor, Lucy L. He gives it away. One way that I know he gives it away and helps me, he leads by example, is he comes here all the time and he travels a long distance and he packs his shit up at 6 o'clock in the morning, goes to the 7 o'clock in the morning meeting, and makes it to his home group by 2 o'clock in South Jersey. That's the willingness that this guy has, and I want to complain that I'm not going to make my 5 o'clock home group in Roanoke tomorrow, right? So just those things help me in my recovery. He gives it away to me one day. I was in Philadelphia. I was taking a train from Roanoke, and my own brother, which I haven't seen in I don't know how long, wouldn't pick me up in Philadelphia, but Tommy L. did. And with that, he's going to carry the message, the NA message, Tommy L.
I wasn't sure who she was talking about for a minute, but hey, I'm Tom, I'm Addict. My friend is calling me Tommy.
Hey,
Tommy. Hey. I'm just checking you guys out, right? I put some at ease for some reason, but yeah, I'm an addict. I like to thank God of my understanding and Narcotics Anonymous program know they clean. I'm from the Cumberland, Salem area of Narcotics Anonymous in the southwest side of New Jersey. Yeah, southwest side of New Jersey, for all you don't know. My home group is Union and Elmer, Front Street, Elmer, second floor conference room, Sunday afternoons at 2 o'clock. It's a step in tradition meeting. I love my home group. Just to qualify a little bit, you know, I got a sponsor. Not only do I have a sponsor, you know what I mean? I got a sponsor that has a sponsor. My sponsor is Steve B. He's got a sponsor. It's Keith B. He's got a sponsor. It's Wayne. I can't remember his last name. I know he's got a sponsor also. And I'm real grateful for that. Grateful today. Like I want to let you guys know that I got like a seventh grade education. You know what I mean? I'm not a trained speaker and other shit like that, but I was called and I was asked to give some shit away down here. And that's what I did. And the program Narcotics Anonymous has helped me come up here and be able to do that. Hey, I didn't even drink no coffee. You know what I mean? An addict like me, I need some shit. Come up here and do something and put on some kind of shit show that I really ain't. But Narcotics Anonymous taught me how to do that. You people right out here taught me how to do that. When George, I'm grateful for George, he called me up and asked me to come down here and get some of the shit away. So I'm trained, learned stuff from Narcotics Anonymous not to say no. And when I don't say no, I'm really the lucky one. I don't care what it is. If I don't say no to it, I'm the lucky one. I get the most out of whatever it is. You know what I mean? I learned that right here in Narcotics Anonymous. But he knew that I had some experience down here at Brannan. And so he asked if I would come down here and speak on it, and that's what I said I did. And let me tell you about my experience in Brannan. My first experience down here in Brannan, I got clean in June 12, 2006. And like I said, my education is probably like a third grade now. Back when I got out of high school, it was like a seventh. Now I'm probably like third, you know what I mean? But so you can do the math, and but you guys can do the math. Anyhow, where the hell was I at? Don't forget, I had a brain fart. But anyhow, what was that? First Brannan, that's right. How could I ever forget First Brannan, man? I was all amped up, come down here all ready to go camping because a predecessor of mine, that's where I learned a lot of stuff. Predecessors, they're told also to give stuff away. And they told me that I need to get out of there and do some stuff. This is my first year clean, right? First year clean. I thought I was pretty outdoorsy kind of guy and stuff. When I come down here and I didn't have shit to eat when I got here, I thought I'd go shopping and stuff and get the stuff for it. Like when I come down, I didn't really know what to expect or anything like that. I come down here and had the food, and man, right here fed me the first night, right here, Al. He get that shit away, man. He fed me. I'm like, wow. You know, at the end of my road, wouldn't nobody feed me? Hell, I wasn't even hungry at the end of my road. Anybody relate to that? Any newcomers out here? Newcomers, you're the most important person at any function. Not the only important person, but the most important person. But anyhow, I wound up down here, Alan fed me. Fed me and my wife. I think I was married at the time. I don't remember. No, I wasn't. I had a girlfriend. And they fed me. And guess what? The next morning, fed me again. Had pancakes and sausage and stuff. I'm forever grateful for that. You know what I mean? That's how I learned by other people that helped me, because I don't know if I'd ever come back. It was a bad experience, but you guys helped me have a great experience here in Brandon. So that's what I come down here to do. I come down here to try to get something back through my experience, strength, and hope. But let me tell you something. It might not come in that order. You know what I mean? Because I have brain farts. I did a lot of shit. And I'm recovering from that through the program and Narcotics Anonymous. You know, did I say this before? I'm going to say it again. It's real important for me to remember this. This is the only way I ever got clean, and the only way I ever been able to stay clean is through the program of Narcotics Anonymous. And that ain't no shit. I tried a lot of shit, man. Look, I had one of the college-educated professors one time. I don't know if she was some kind of social worker. I don't know what the hell she was, but had a bunch of degrees. And she says to me, like, you're just angry. I'm like, how much? You had to go to college to figure that shit out? Hell yeah. You know, I'm mad as hell. Can't get any more shit. But, I don't know, man. I don't know how else to help the newcomer relate except, look, I'm literature based, man, right? But I also read it in here. It talks about a heartfelt message. You know what I mean? A heartfelt. But when I talk about the literature, it comes from my heart. You know what I mean? Because that's what's kept me alive and clean and doing well. So, anyhow, I'm kind of literature based. It's real important to me. But like when I was growing up, when I was little, I'm not only the baby of the family, but I'm the only kid. I'm the only boy, not kid boy. I'm nervous as shit still. But I'm the only boy, and that like give me free reign to do some shit that I wanted to do. And I know I wanted to do some shit. Like I can remember on a step. I didn't realize all the stuff until I got involved in the step process with a sponsor. Like, if you don't have a sponsor, you definitely want to get one. If you don't have a home group, get one. They'll sponsor you. It talks about it in basic text until you get a sponsor. Home group's responsibility is to sponsor you. I learned that right. I didn't dream none of this shit up. I learned it. But, like, I had three older sisters. Man, they used to dress me up in girls' clothes and shit. I think that's why I still wear work boots now all the time. Because I want to be a masculine type image or some crazy shit. But I've been wearing flip-flops. The program has taught me how to do that. Be okay with wearing flip-flops, you know what I mean? Of course, it took some damage free from wearing these things 24/7 to get it. So it takes some pain still today after 12 years to motivate me. I ain't afraid to tell you all that. That's going to help somebody. You know what I mean? That's going to help somebody. Come here talking some kind of crazy shit. I ain't giving away nothing but shit. Everybody got enough their own shit. You know? But anyhow, like I went to school, right? My first experience in school, I had kindergarten teacher, man, she wanted me to cut on the lines in school and all this crazy shit, and I cut on the lines, and she wanted to wear the lines was at. Her breast stunk, she's all up my face, ridiculed the shit out of me. I was the last time I didn't get to stand underneath the flag with a star. A bad experience. I've never had a bad experience in Narcotics Anonymous. That's the difference. Never. Never have I had a bad experience. Some better than others, but never bad. That was a bad experience. Go real fast here. I got up to second grade, man. I learned this was step work too. I was kind of like a cheat. I had a second grade teacher. Goddamn, man, she was hot. She looked like that girl. She was hot, man. Look, if she moved up the grades with me, I'd be a goddamn genius. You know what I mean? Because I paid attention to her like I did. End of my second grade class, right? This is what addicts do. End of my second grade class, she gave all the kids a hug, but I was special and I wanted one more. I got out of line. She gave hugs and kisses on the school bus. I got out of line, went around the line, got back in line. Guess what I got? I got me another hug and kiss. Mrs. Ward, I'll never forget it, man. Y'all have been a genius if she moved up with me. But, like, school never worked for me. I couldn't pay attention. I didn't know what ailed me. You know, I knew something ailed me. I didn't know what it was. Didn't really matter. Just cut them on. My mom moved me on through. That's, You know, that's one of the reasons why I pay attention to Narcotics Anonymous. I never paid attention in school. And I learned when I got here through sponsorship, how the network and predecessors told me what they'd done, I wanted to do it. I need to pay attention. I don't need to talk, but I need to pay attention because all I know how to do is get high. I know how to live clean. I don't know how to live without the use of drugs, man. I don't know how to do it. All that kind of shit. I jump around a little bit, you know what I mean? But anyhow, that school shit just wasn't working for me. I always wanted to be someplace else doing something else. I want to get started on that hard work because it's going to pay off. You know what I mean? I'm still waiting for it to pay off. I guess, I don't know. I need to do gratitude lists. I got all kinds of shit. But anyhow, don't eat recover. Learn that right here, too. Don't even make me happy half times. It's got a lot of shit. But I don't know. I got up in the high school, you know, like a lot of other addicts talk about. They need a little something put inside them. I talked about it earlier about coffee and shit. I got lifesavers in my pocket. Friends of mine gave me some lifesavers, so I still put some shit in me. But it done over my mind and my mood. You know what I mean? My sponsor told me when I got clean and working all that other shit later, like I quit dipping snuff. I dipped snuff for like 35 fucking years. I quit last year through program Narcotics Anonymous. You know, I apply this shit to my every area of my life. All areas and aspects. That's some fancy shit, you know, I learned here in Narcotics Anonymous. I didn't dream none of it up. But like I got on in school, man, I was an adrenaline junkie. I liked the tension in the man. It made me feel good. I wanted to do more. I'd do some crazy ass shit. I can remember ice skating. Like, I live out in the bushes, man, up there where I live there in the southwest side of New Jersey. It's like the Wild West, man, where it's nice. You know what I mean? You ain't got all this, you know, urban shit. And it's nice. We had ice skating parties on the lake. We used to burn tires on there and get it in. Get all tore up, do all kinds of shit. I'd jump the fire. I'd wake up the next morning all black and burnt and shit. But everybody loved it. You know what I mean? That was crazy. I'll do kind of shit just like for attention. You know, it kind of got worse, man. Like, I got older. I worked like a dog. Let me tell you what. I was really unhumble and kind of arrogant. Like, I did a sporting event. I was like a professional rodeo cowboy. I like to let that out. See, I did that shit for like 16 years. I was buffing horses and bulls for 16 years. Half these county fairs y'all had up down this eastern seaboard, I've been there trying to get on an animal, trying to win some money. And I tell you what, that fed my addiction. It made me feel good doing that kind of shit. Winning the money, and here's what. Them animal tranquilizers, when I could hurt, I'd pop one of them some bitches, man, I'd get one more in me. I could go to another rodeo, you know what I mean? And that led to the downfall of that little sport of that. I just like to let that out in case there's any athletes out here that feel less than. I don't know more, man. Disease of addiction put a stop on that. But it also furthered my disease, because when I stopped doing that, I really felt less than. Look, I was married, had a couple kids, had a horse barn out back, pasture field of horses in the front of the lake across the street. That's all gone. And all that shit went, you know what I mean? Because my addiction kept progressing. Like, I didn't realize it when I was taking them horse tranquilizers and shit like that just to get one more of me just to do it. I didn't realize that where that shit was taking me. It took me a place where I never thought I'd ever wind up, man. I'm just a country boy from the southwest side of New Jersey, man. I don't do this kind of shit. And I found myself doing all kinds of crazy shit. You can imagine. You can just imagine what shit we do, man. And y'all laughing, but y'all probably did half. And I ain't going to get in all that shit. Like, a war story. I ain't got enough time. But I know my addiction got worse. I kept getting worse. You know, as a little, I can remember back to step work. I tell this story a lot as the Tootsie Pops, man. Like, the other kids, they'd have Tootsie Pops, they'd be sucking on one and shit, and I'd be like, I'd chew this son of a bitch up, I'd be chewing on the stick, got one in my hand, couple in my pocket, want more, worried about if the bag's empty. Yeah, can you relate to an empty bag? Holy shit. Whew, terrible. I don't have to worry about that kind of shit today. Program of Narcotics Anonymous has helped me through all that kind of stuff, man. All that kind of stuff. But like, when I got here, I had to do some shit. That's the tricky part. So that's really the tricky part. You don't know what to do. Sometimes you just don't know what to do, so you get sponsored. They help you. My sponsor helped me. Look, I had my sponsor for 12 years. Best thing I ever done is get a guy to tell me, give me some suggestions of what to do. You know what I mean? And pay attention to what he said and actually do what he said. And my life got better. But like, when I was spiraling down, I was drinking beer. I mean, we all drank beer, right? Back in the truck, out in the bush, drinking beer. You ever relate to that? Drinking beer. I never thought it was too bad, but I got to where I couldn't go any place without it. I started going, I wouldn't go to a social function unless they had beer. They even having a wedding reception. If you don't have beer, I'm not going. You know, I'm just not going. And I started isolating, man. Like, at the end of my road, I was in, up, I don't know if you all know where Camden is. That's the place where I'll buy dope up in Camden. And hell of a place. I was like the one town down in a motel room, peeking out the windows. Me. You know, I couldn't believe it. I got myself there. And I don't know what happened. I don't know if I thought I was going to die or I had done enough of this kind of damage to myself. I was in there, felt like I was going to have a heart attack and shit. And I didn't, so I did more. And I wasn't trying to kill myself intentionally, you know what I mean? But I wasn't worried about dying. And I made a phone call. I made a phone call out there to get some help. I don't know if I really wanted help or just somebody to get me so I can get some more in me later on. I didn't really know, but I made a call and they come pick me up. They put me in a family member. Come up, pick me up. They didn't ridicule the shit out of me like Narcotics Anonymous. They don't ridicule the shit out of people. They try to help them. And when you help somebody, let me tell you what, you're a really lucky one. You know the feeling you get when you help somebody, when you're a selfless servant, Narcotics Anonymous, how good you feel? Like, I do it every chance I get. I'd walk around here picking trash up and shit today, just trying to get that, you know, feel good. Simple shit like that. Did I tell you I don't throw trash out no more neither? Narcotics Anonymous, I learned not to throw trash out. Because if I start doing that little shit, the next thing is going to add up to the big shit, and I'll be back, you know, strung out and all that kind of shit. And I don't want to do that no more. But, I don't know. I don't even know where I was at now. Where's my train of thought and stuff? But
you ever,
huh?
Trash.
I'm hard of hearing, too. I made a phone call. Thank you. Y'all paying attention. See, if you keep paying attention to Narcotics Anonymous, okay, you're going to get some help. You know what I mean? Paying attention. I still have trouble comprehending and paying attention, but I'm getting better thanks to the program Narcotics. I'm not ashamed to make that. You know, y'all get a turn. You do no shit, your brain get like mine. But anyhow, I made a phone call and they come and got me, right? They didn't know what the hell to do to me because they don't know nothing about, you know, I try to hide. They knew something was wrong with me. I try to hide all this shit. You know, snotty nose, bloody nose, and, you know, just shit myself, you know, pissing. All that shit. I know I try to hide all that stuff. I don't do that kind of shit, but I did. And they put me in a rehab. 29-day rehab. Whew. That wasn't too bad. You know, they put me in a rehab. I was pretty well beat up, and I heard all these H&I presentations in Narcotics Anonymous. I didn't do shit. So I'm really grateful there's some people in my life that come, took time out of their busy day to give some of this shit back. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? What's the thing he said? They're giving it away. There's the lucky ones. They're just giving it away. Look, there's one of them right here. They're right here. That's my friend Terry right there. Yeah, she's very special to me. Like, she come there, and she didn't tell no shit. She come to that H&I presentation. She told me. I thought I was so self-centered. She was talking exactly to me. And I tell you what, I could relate to her because she looked like I used to milk cows all the time. Really. Believe it or not, I milk cows. She resembled some of them gals that used to come out, the guys I worked for, their wives come out and help milk cows. She reminded me. But I paid attention. The reason's a reason. And Narcotics Anonymous, you don't give a shit what it is. Reason's a reason. I paid attention to Terry. Sundress had a little something to do with it. But I'll tell you what, she's still doing the same shit that she'd come in there and told me to do, and I'm doing it too. You know what I mean? We're staying clean. Me and Terry stay clean. Len over there, he's not a big part. I mean, predecessors took me under their wings to give the shit away. I didn't realize they was getting something out of it. You know, I was self-centered. I thought they just wanted to help me. And they did it more than I ever know. You know what I'm saying? More than I ever know. Like, I'm real grateful that I got an opportunity to come down here and give some of this shit back. I really am, because without the program of Narcotics Anonymous, I don't really know where I would be. You know what I mean? I don't really want to be. I'm in service. Did I say anything about service? I probably did, because it's real important. I like to talk about stuff that's real important to me. Whether it is important to you or not, don't matter. My sponsor said, you go someplace, these meetings around, and they talk about some shit you ain't nervous, don't like, you put your hand up and talk about what you like. Ain't nothing wrong with Narcotics Anonymous unless you use. That's the only thing you can do wrong is use. And we're going to love you anyhow. You come on back and we're going to work on whatever it is that needs to be worked on. I'm nervous. I got it. This ain't an opiate itch or nothing. I'm just nervous. I ain't had a shower. I don't get showers that often in Narcotics Anonymous camp outs. You know what I mean? Everybody thinks you need to shower. I'm like, so, hey, I can remember not showering. Y'all remember not showering? I come down here in Narcotics and I'll get a few clean days in and I get holier than thou. I think I need to shower for perfume and all that shit. Yeah. I don't have to. I just desire to not use no more. That's what I got. I mean, I don't have to come down here and let on no other shit, man. I ain't got to let on no other shit. You know what I mean? But I got a sponsor. Like I said, he helps me a whole lot. He got me involved in this process called the 12-step process. It's not called the going to the meeting process and talking shit. It's talking about actually taking some action to do something, getting our day clean, stay clean, helping others do the same shit somebody taught you to do it. So I got a sponsor here too. Can't you imagine that? Man, on my last road, man, on my last day, end of my road, man, I could never imagine where I would be at today, down here giving this stuff back. I mean, I've been in some places where people have done some kind of shit. Like, I never thought that I would be the lucky one. Because, like, when you're in service, I say it all the time. My homegirls, they're real big on that. You're the lucky one. You know what I mean? You can come in there and make coffee. You may not feel like it at the time. If you got a bitch and moan about it, you're probably doing it for the wrong reason. But actually, you're the lucky one. You know what I mean? So I feel lucky whenever I can be involved in service. Whenever I can help somebody else out, I do it because of what you guys taught me. Like I said, I didn't dream none of this shit up. I ain't smart enough to do too much dreaming this shit up. But my life today is so much different than it was when I got here by being involved in Simple 12. How about the traditions?
Yeah.
I mean, I learned some shit about traditions. Like, when I was clean for like the 5 or 6 years, I was off the hook with the tradition. I was like, I was holier than thou. I didn't realize that it said in the tradition part, we should. It didn't say we didn't. It says a lot of times we should, we ought. That means we do it once in a while, we shouldn't. You know, we don't get through out of narcotics now. We don't get to stand in the back of the room or none of that shit for doing it. You know, an experienced member come up there and start digging in your ass about it. Just straighten you out. Loving and caring away so you don't keep on talking some kind of shit that is not really right. That's what experienced members do. They don't, but you know, they. I come from an era where it was borderline, where they were rough and tough, and now, like, they'll get you, maybe they'll push you in the choir room or something. I don't, you know what I mean? That's not what I'm used to. I'm used to people telling me, save my life, tell me the truth. So, I don't know. Like I said, did I say it? My memory ain't that good. I got bad eyesight, bad hearing, and my memory ain't too good. But, I'll be 56 years old, man. I didn't think I was going to make it that long. When I was 41 years old, I had to move back in my mom's house. You talk about a homeland experience. I didn't think I was going to make it this far. So, like, I'm lucky. And I'm grateful for where I've come. I ain't got no level of I've arrived or nothing like that, because I'm still humble enough to continue learning. You people have been predecessors to teach me, like even the newcomer teaches me. Sometimes narcotics now you learn what to do, sometimes you learn what not to do, but you're still going to learn if you're humble enough, right? If you're going to learn anything, you know it all, you want to be famous, good luck. You know what I mean? Good luck, man. But, yeah, my life is totally different today. I don't use nothing. I don't use no minor mood, all the stuff that I quit dipping in Copenhagen. Cut back on the coffee. I cut back on the coffee. I didn't stop drinking. I still cut back on the coffee. But look, you want to talk about relationships in Narcotics Anonymous? You want to? Okay, dangerous area. That's a dangerous area. I learned that, right? But I learned that my life is all about relationships. It don't necessarily have to be mean, you know, this kind of relationship. It don't have to be about that kind of relationship. It can be the relationship you got with your boss. Program helps me in a relationship. My boss, all areas I talked about are. But, you know, I wanted to get into... I was married once for like 20 years. Had to get rid of her because she told me that I could possibly be able to drink again. And I took that shit real serious, what these people told me at H&I presentation, all the meetings there. So I just got rid of her ass. And got me a new one. Like a sponsor. Like a sponsor, I get rid of ass getting them. But I had the same sponsor. I've had 3 sponsors in Narcotics Anonymous, but I had the same one for the last 12 years. He would come to the H&I presentation trying to give that shit away, right? And here's where it gets funny for me. Like, he was in there talking all this shit, giving all this stuff away about getting phone numbers and stuff in there. And at the end of the meeting, I asked him for his phone number. He's told me no. I want to shank that sucker. I want to shank him in the neck. All this bullshit, you're lying, la, 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 la. But he was giving away what he was allowed to give away. I didn't realize. I was unaware that he wasn't allowed. And he has integrity. You know what I'm saying? He's taught me integrity. When ain't nobody looking, he could have slipped me that phone number. H&I presentations ain't allowed to go in these places and give shit away. I wanted what I wanted, and I wanted it now, and I want his phone number. I'm sick. But, like 3 or 4 months later, I got out of the meeting. I'm going down the church steps, and hey, here he was. He gave me my phone number. He's been my sponsor ever since. It's funny how your help comes from strange ways. I went from couldn't stand him to, you know what I mean, to the best thing ever happened to me, getting sponsors. You know what I mean? We don't go to baseball games and shit, but he helps me, guides me through the 12 steps of Narcotics Anonymous. That orange pamphlet. You look at that orange pamphlet, it'll talk about sponsor and sponsorship in there, because that's what it is, sponsorship pamphlet, the orange one. But it'll talk about what he does like four or five times, and the primary purpose is guide you through the 12 steps and maybe the traditions. I read that thing, I don't know how many times. That's a fact. I didn't dream it up. It says it there. But I like to throw in some fancy words every once in a while too, but I ain't gonna do it. I ain't gonna do it tonight. Like sometimes okay, here you go. I'll make some shit up too, if y'all don't know, I'm the smartest one around. Big fish, small bowl, all that shit. But my grand sponsor says sometimes I realize that there's no role model for a recovering addict. But he told me that sometimes my behavior may not be indicative of somebody's my amount of clean time. That means when I get locked up, chained and shackled, 2 years clean, you know what I mean? It might not be indicative of my clean time. That means, well, whatever. You got the idea, right? I don't get locked up no more. Cuffed and shackled, none of that shit. I surrendered everything, almost. But, look, I got in a relationship, right? I realized that I was told, I followed most of the suggestions. One of them was like, bring your basic text to every meeting you go to. And you can tell I've been to a lot of meetings. But I guess my second basic text, the first one was tore to hell, fell off the back of the motorcycle. And this was because I take it with me and I pay attention. Like, I learned to pay attention from earlier on in school. I come back around, karma, full circle. I learned that what I did then, I can't do the same shit in Narcotics Anonymous, so I'm going to get the same shit. I ain't going to learn nothing. You know, I ain't gonna get nothing from it. And I started paying attention. I bring that thing to every meeting. I sit there. Sometimes I feel like an idiot. No, half people don't even bring their basic text with them. They ain't got a sponsor like mine. I don't want my sponsor being just, you know, not happy with me. Never mad or mean to me. Just let me know how that works out when you stop doing stuff. And he already knows. But so I bring it. And I follow through there. And what it does, it keeps me from looking at the dude's tattoos. He's got a Harley Davidson shirt and shit on someplace that I want to go to. And, you know, I get jealous because some of my character defects that I've been clean is jealousy. I get jealous once in a while. I want to go to the gym or something. He got bigger muscles or some kind of crazy ass shit like that. And I don't have to do that. I pay attention to this. I don't see all that until they get started up, you know, walking to the coffee pot three or four times, then I can't help it. That's called a disruption, Narcotics Anonymous. I'm also taught not to make any kind of distraction or disruption. So, like, even here, I'm hesitant to even get up and go get a coffee or go piss. So, you know, I think that I'm self-centered. I might be a distraction. I learned what to do and what not to do in Narcotics Anonymous. So, some of the simple suggestions. But I bring this thing with me all the time. And it really helps out because I get, sometimes you go places and you get popped into service, like, boom. Like, hey, can you speak here, or can you do this, or Denny down? I'm like, what happened? Then I feel like, oh, you're coming to me second. And remember, I'm the lucky one. You know, sometimes I get to feel like I'm a cork. You know, they pop you in the, you know what I mean? You're just a cork filling a hole. I'm still a lucky cork. You understand? Because I get to give this shit away. You get that? Because that's the theme of this, giving this stuff away. That's what I'm doing up here, man. I ain't charging nothing for it. I got a hoodie. Hey, I'm going to say something about, what's that giving away? I bought a hoodie. But I understand all that, too, through the seventh tradition. The traditions. I'm all over the place, but you just have to bear with me. So I learned, you know, when I was talking about being serious about the traditions, like in the seventh year range, when I was doing this, going through the traditions, like I went to a meeting after a meeting, the other meeting with some other fellowship that we're grateful for, and they wanted to leave their coffee there. And, like, we're not fully self-supported if we're going to drink their coffee. Holy shit. You know, that's crazy because I come from a place of not wasting. Like, I wear my shoes all the way out, you know what I mean, and all that kind of stuff. So, but it can get funny, man. Like, hey, if you're new and don't understand, keep coming. Keep coming. Hang around the right people. They're going to give it away. They got something good. They're going to give it away to you, and I'm going to get back to your relationship. Just pop back in. Bing! Because it's real important. Pop, just pop right back in. See, I can dog a little bit too still. I can, you know, my brain fart up here and, you know, hold it together. You know, I'm taught not to ever leave a meeting, not ever to just fart out and leave off the stage. That's another reason why I bring this. It can be backup. I can always read some shit out of here. Well, not necessarily the literature in the front, but the bedtime stories in the back. I don't read them too much. That's somebody else's shit. I don't read them too much. And I let everybody know when we go to home group and they read that shit too. I like put my hand up. But look, it might not help me, but it helps somebody. That's all that matters. Everybody's help ain't the same for everybody. I learned that shit. Everybody's help ain't the same. Back to relationship. Fam, you know, I've been married for 20 years. I'm used to being around women. I'm looking for having me a woman. Where else would you look if you're looking to get in a relationship? I'm not really looking, but I like to have a mate. You understand? I like to have a mate. Where else would I better look? Because like the literature talks about the ultimate weapon. Therapeutic value is out parallel. Why would I go look at someplace else when the literature, I believe the literature, I'm going to live the literature, boom. One just pops up in my home group, boom. I'm like, and here's the funny part. I can remember listening to her share at the nice way closing there, and I'll be looking at her, and I used to think, man, somebody's really lucky. I didn't realize it was going to be me. I didn't realize it was me. Wow, because I didn't know nothing about her. We don't talk about all that kind of shit there. She probably had a sponsor. We don't talk about, you know, marriages and shit like that in the room. Not too much, anyhow. But I do now that I'm married. I got to talk about it once in a while. You know what I mean? But I don't have nothing bad to say. I don't tell you guys. Like, I ain't married an addict. I've been married an addict. I know that was going to happen and shit. But in my area, the tide has kind of shifted. I've been to so many recovering addicts that have been married in the program of Narcotics Anonymous. So many weddings. That tide has kind of shifted. I don't know why or how, but there's a shitload of addicts that are married addicts that got some substantial married time. I don't know how else to word it. You know, I'm one of them. Did you hear about the suggestions I took? I didn't take that one to stay out of a relationship for a year. I damn near made it a year. I think I was close to 6 months, probably more like four, to be truthful. I wanted what I wanted then. But look, like, they're smart. Like, you know you got a good one. They want you to go to take some blood tests and shit long before, you know what I'm saying? So we did some shit, and we caused some harm. You know what I mean? You know? So that's what I did, and I like it. I took that suggestion. I went and got that blood test and shit as fast as I could, you know what I mean? Until we move on. But like when you become friends, you know what I mean? That's like a sponsorship. I learned how to do sponsorship because I can become a friend with my sponsors. I don't go to baseball games with him, but I learned to be friendly. I learned to trust him so I could tell him some stuff and share some stuff with him. Give some stuff to him so he can help me instead of build. Did I tell you how I was in the demolition business? I worked for demolition contractors. And it talks about the demolition process and the basic text. I read it. Ain't none of my shit that it works out because I'm in the what? Demolition business. So I can relate to it. I don't know. How much longer I got? Anyhow, man. I learned not to hold places hostage too, you know what I mean? I learned not to hold place hostage. I'm just grateful for the chance that I got to come out here and do what I did, whatever it is I did, with a chance hopefully helping somebody. I do that because I've been taught by people that do it, giving it away. But did I tell you I was married? I've been married for... That's important to let people know that my experience. You know, that's my experience of being married. It's been all good. Better get it right. 10 years? I'm married to Lucy L right there. Looked like a boat there. Coach thing with being there. You know, been married for 10 years. And I learned how to be patient and tolerant. I learned how to work the program Narcotics Anonymous in all areas. Back to that ultimate weapon before I close out here. Back to the ultimate weapon. It's a great thing when you got an ultimate weapon that's pointing out there, you guys. But when it's close and that, you know what I mean, turns around and points back at you. That can be some problems. You understand? That can be some problems. You know, when your mate's telling you some shit that you don't think should be coming from them and you don't really want to do. Program of Narcotics Anonymous helped me with that. Did I tell you my kids didn't want nothing to do with me? My daughter didn't want nothing to do with me. At the end of my road. That one right there, once again, Terry A. told me that it takes time. Just be an example. It takes time. Experienced member. Lo and behold, man, last year, do you know the reason why I didn't make it down here? I had to give her away. I had to give her away her wedding. She wanted her daddy, to give her away at her wedding. It wasn't like that at the end of the road. She did not want nothing to do with me, man. Programming Narcotics Anonymous, I can't never. Now, I probably can't never, ever give back what this program's given me. Afforded me a life worth living here in Narcotics Anonymous. I used to say I hate going to meetings. That's bullshit. You know what I mean? I ain't never been to a meeting. I ain't felt better when I got there. And when I left, I felt better. I could be happy. I'm happier when I leave. And I feel like shit when I get there. I'm definitely feel a whole lot better when I leave. You know what I mean? And that might come from that might be coming around the right playmates, playgrounds, and play things. Because there's some playmates in here. You know what I mean? You shouldn't be playing with even in Narcotics Anonymous. You know what I mean? I can't judge y'all, but you got to stick with the winners. Figure that out. You know what I mean? I learned not to twist the literature to me. I learned to twist me to the literature. That's how I do it, Narcotics Anonymous. I got a sponsor to help me. A bunch of predecessors do it too. I don't twist. I try it once in a while, but like I said, they're brutally honest with me. And I wouldn't have it any other way. Because it talks about the literature. You ain't helping nobody. You know, honest, heartfelt message. So I love all you guys. Hey, I don't say that shit too often either. I love you guys. But I practice it here, so maybe when I get out of here, like I talked about how it works, I can do it outside of here. You know what I mean? My mom passed last year. My mother-in-law passed last year, and my favorite brother-in-law passed last year. I had a rough year last night. I didn't use. I had the opportunity to take care of my mother-in-law for 5 years before she passed, build an addition on how to take care of her. I learned how to do that through the Narcotics Anonymous program. Yeah. My mom, when I was coming in down my road, going into my old bedroom, I used to say basement because everybody else used to say, I go back to my mom's house in the basement. I pay attention. I start saying that shit. It's bullshit. I went back to my old bedroom. It wasn't in the basement. But anyhow, I got to make sure it's honest. Anyhow, I got a chance to help her, try to get her to live with me. You know what I mean? I got to be in service to her, spending time with her, taking care of her when she couldn't take care of herself. And I get into my road. She'd been sick for a long time. I didn't do anything. I come in and couldn't do anything. So I'm really grateful for that. So, like, if you got parents, this is real important to me. If you got anybody in your life that is ready to can pass, you don't have to use. Talks about it in one of the chapters in the basic text. Sometimes a relapse is a motivating factor, you know, rejuvenate or some kind of shit. I can't remember exact words. Recovery. It can also be a death of love. And I had sponsees pass and all that shit. Mother-in-law, mom, passed, didn't use. And that's from you people coming here and giving away the secret, which ain't no secret. You know what I mean? To work the program in Narcotics Anonymous. So, I'm getting tired of talking. So, y'all asked me to probably get tired on them chairs. I know mine was last night and this morning, but I stayed anyhow. You know what I mean? Because that's the only thing that saves me is programming Narcotics Anonymous. So, I feel totally blessed. I'm happy that I got through it, giving something away, so I'm getting our day clean, and I love all of you. How's that? That's all I got.
Thank you, John. Can I have a friend come up here and read the Just for Today sheet, please?
Good job, Mark. Good job. Thank you, George.